Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 274 for Thursday, February 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was stronger on Thursday, finding spillover support from the gains seen in Chicago soybean and soy meal futures. Canola values were anywhere from $3.50 to $5 higher. The most active May contract was up $4.90 at $468 per ton. The weakness in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractive to exporters. Crush margins were also improving, causing domestic crushers to make some purchases. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola, some minor speculative interest, and strength in European rapeseed futures also underpin the market. However, weakness in Chicago soy oil futures limited the advances, as did expectations of a record South American soybean crop. There was some routine pricing by farmers at the highs, but nothing massive. Producers were being patient, waiting for higher prices and warmer weather in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybean futures were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Soybeans were firmer on Thursday. Prices were anywhere from 8 to 12 cents higher. May was up 11 and 3/4 cents at $10.11 a bushel. Much of the strength was linked to a USDA report, which predicted an unexpected cut in U.S. soybean acreage for 2015 compared to last year. The USDA guessed farmers would plant 83.5 million soybean acres this spring from 83.7 million last year. Steady demand for the U.S. oilseed was also supportive, though China is not likely to buy any soybeans due to their New Year holidays. The upside in the market was limited by pressure from the advancing South American soybean harvest, which is expected to be record large. Corn futures were also firmer, taking direction from the gains in soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 6 cents higher, May up 5.5 cents at $3.97.5 per bushel. The USDA said 2015 corn acreage will fall to about 89 million acres from almost 91 million last year, which was also bullish, as were signs of improving demand from the domestic ethanol industry. However, the large global supply situation and strength in the U.S. dollar index helped to limit the upside. Wheat values were mostly lower after a volatile day of activity. Values were anywhere from 4 to 5 cents softer, May down 4.5 cents at $5.19 a bushel. A continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat and the strong U.S. dollar weighed on prices. Foreign buyers say that U.S. wheat prices are still too expensive compared to other locations. Though there was some support coming from the USDA's report, which pegged 2015 U.S. wheat acreage at 55.5 million acres, down more than 2% from last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, February 19th, in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Taryn Shields.